You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labour MP Shannon Halbert.
This week is the 50-year milestone of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. The theme for this week is Ake Ake Ake, a forever language. Earlier this week, thousands of people marched in Te Whanganui Atara to celebrate Te Reo, but also to speak up against government policies that limit Te Reo. Last week, the government unveiled a series of new secondary school subjects as part of its curriculum refresh. The new subjects include civics, media, journalism, Pacific studies, and a specialist subject on artificial intelligence, amongst others. However, as part of this refresh, art history will be scrapped as a standalone subject. This has caused controversy amongst teachers, students, universities, and the wider arts community. And the latest RNZ Read research poll shows Labour ahead of National, but neither party able to govern on its own. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Shannon Halbert about all of these topics. I started by asking how Labour is acknowledging Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori.
He wiki whakahirehira moa tātou reo, moa tātou hapori. It's an awesome week to celebrate the Māori language across our communities and as a country. We've been doing a bit of a test and we've been asking each other our favourite words for the week. But really for us, it's about celebrating where you're at on your reo journey. Some of us are starting. I've been learning for 20 years and sit at an intermediate level. And then I've got wonderful friends and colleagues that are much more fluent and advanced. So, you know, where everyone's at on their journey, we applaud that. And we want the reo to be inclusive of everyone.
Were you supportive of the hikoi in Te Whanganui Atara earlier this week that was celebrating Te Reo Māori?
Absolutely. Any opportunity where our community and our whānau get to get out there and share what's important to them. And what we see is that the Māori language, Te Reo Māori, is important for many people in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I encourage that. I think it's an opportunity to really stand up for our language. This government has punched down on Māori and Te Reo Māori. And so, you know, the opportunity to celebrate the language in a positive way that gets the message out there that this is a part of who we are as Kiwis.
This week is drawing more attention to the government's policies towards Te Reo. You've touched on this already, but do you have any other comments on this?
Like many New Zealanders, and Māori in particular, we were really disappointed in the overreach from Minister Stanford removing six Māori words from children's books. I don't think that recognises where parents want their tamariki to be at. You know, every day we use the language, we talk about a whare, our kids know e noho. You know, basic Māori words have been integrated into the Māori language, and I think it's into the English language, and I think it's a good thing. You know, we're a country that has a very proud Indigenous history. We want to put our best foot forward in that. So, you know, it's always disappointing when the government punches down.
This year marks 50 years of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. Do you have any hopes for the next 50 years?
I certainly do. I think that the past 2 years has been a blip in our country's Te Reo Māori history, that we were really progressing to have thousands of learners in the system. I think of things like producing more Te Reo Māori teachers is really important, and in other curriculum areas as well. I want our tamariki, our next generation, to grow up learning Te Reo Māori. And, you know, I've always had a big heart for eventually us becoming a bilingual nation. I've seen that in Canada when I've visited there. They operate in both languages. They like that. It's part of who they are. And I would love that for Aotearoa New Zealand.
What is your response to the new subjects that have been introduced to secondary schools?
Well, it's rushed, in short, that the minister's pushed ahead with MCEA changes. And she hasn't consulted adequately with the sector. Some of the subjects might be a good thing. There's challenges around how we would upskill the teacher workforce to include those subjects. But I had an email again yesterday from teachers in outdoor education wondering why that they hadn't been included and thinking that this is incredibly rushed. I acknowledge that the government has backtracked on a few of those subjects, but overall, you know, they're flip-flopping their way through creating a curriculum. That work was already underway under a Labor government, but they've just chosen to scrap it all, start again, and throw something at our rangatahi that potentially hasn't got sector support.
Do you agree that secondary schools need to have a more future-focused curriculum?
Definitely, but I think it would be naive for us to think that that's not already there. I know many teachers who use the curriculum in a very innovative way. They think about workforce pathways for their students, and you know, through vocational pathway works that are already in place, that those subjects do have to line up with future workforce strategies as well. I think there is improvement at the same time. But what is important here is that the minister or any future government is working really closely with the sector, that they are part of the design. That's what was important to us when Labor redesigned the curriculum. And so, you know, that's a missing point at the moment for the sector.
What is your response to the government axing some things? You've touched on this a little bit already, but I'm thinking of art history as a subject, for example.
Well, the arts are very important. I did a Bachelor of Arts myself. I studied art history at secondary school. It was one of my favourite subjects because if we think about future workforces, yes, you know, there are examples like media and journalism, but at the same time, transferable skills are really important. Art history is one example. Is an opportunity to learn the history, but there's so much more transferable skills in that, that we can research, that we can write, that we can present, and, you know, those skills go into any workforce.
What do you think about the latest RNZ Read poll that shows a deadlocked parliament?
Well, I'm focused on us and what we can do now in order to change the government in 2026. I think that we've still got a lot of work to do in developing our policies, making sure that when we release those policies that they are really in line with what New Zealanders want, that New Zealanders see the value of changing the government. But what I certainly know is that New Zealanders feel let down by Christopher Luxon and the government over the past 2 years. They haven't delivered on what they promised, and most of all, they haven't been able to fix the cost of living challenges in front of the average person at the moment.
Labor has retained its position as the most popular party. Why do you think support for Labor is increasing?
Well, Labor has continued to be a stable opposition. That Chris Hipkins talks sense very often. He talks in detail. He knows what he's doing. And that's not what we're seeing in the leadership of Christopher Luxon as Prime Minister. He continues to break promises. And in fact, many people believe that New Zealand is getting worse under his watch. So, you know, but at the same time, I say that Labor has to do and continue the work that we've done over the last 2 years, consolidate policy work with our communities so that when we move into election year that we've got that support in place. But one thing that I am always concerned about is that voter is getting people out to vote, and that's top of mind for me as well.
Are you confident that you can continue the support until the next election?
12 months is a long time in politics, but I know that our team is out on the ground in communities building up that support, and so no doubt that when we continue, when we announce policies before Christmas and into the new year, that will garner more support.
That was Labor's Shannon Halbert on Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori secondary school curriculum changes and the latest RNZ Read poll.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.